Okay. So yesterday we ended off with the Magen Avraham. That the Magen Avraham says what? That if you make a sukkah in the Rishus HaRabim, then you can't make a bracha. Now, so where does that come from, not making a bracha? So the Machtzis HaShekel points out that the Magen Avraham got it from another halacha. If you look on page 15, Simon Reishman Test, Sif Aleph, page 15. Says the Shulchan Aruch, Kol Arbo Haminim Psulim, the Gonov V'Gozel, because if you have a stolen lulav, esrog, whatever it is, it's possible. Bein lifnei yesh, bein lacha yesh. Aval im gozol uknao b'lo siyu ha-mitzvah, k'gon gozol lulav v'shipehu kosher. The kanyi b'shino y'maisa. So he says like this, that if you steal a lulav, so are you yotze the mitzvah or you're not yotze the mitzvah? So it's like this. If you already koned the lulav before, say you stole the lulav, right? And you, when you stole it, you picked it up. So you were koned the lulav. So then you did the gzela, you violated a halacha of gzela, but you still yotze the mitzvah. Because the kinyan that you made in the gzela has nothing to do with the mitzvah you do later. So you did your Aveira, and now you did your mitzvah. Two separate things. If, when you pick it up, you're picking it up to be Yotzei the mitzvah, say you're stealing it on Sukkos. You steal the guy left, put his lulav down, and you're stealing it. So you picked it up to be Yotzei the mitzvah. So there, the kinyan gzeilas at the same time as the mitzvah. So then, the halacha is, that's a mitzvah above Aveira. But if the, even though the purpose of your stealing was to use it later for the mitzvah, but since you stole first and the mitzvah is later, so the kiyum ha-mitzvah and the stealing are two separate things, even though in terms of the intent, it was for the same intent. So it says, Kol Arba Minim Psulim Begonim Gozol Bein Lifnei Yesh Bein Lacha Yesh Aval Im Gozol Ukno Below Siyu HaMitzvah. Meaning, if you already stole it, then you were koneh by doing a kinyan without nothing to do with the mitzvah, without the help of the mitzvah. In other words, it wasn't that you picked it up to be yotzei the mitzvah. The mitzvah is not even, didn't happen yet. Kol Gozol Lulav V'Shipehu. You stole a lulav, and what? And what did you do? We'll see what it is. Kosher, the kanya b'shina maisa. Because, say you did a shinoi maisa. What did you do to it? You did some physical change to it. So you called it. You don't have to give it back. I mean, you have to pay for it, but it's not, it's yours. If you did a shina maisa, it's yours. So here you did a shina maisa. You did something to the lulav. You rubbed it. You made it shiny. Yeah,
cleaned it off.
So you did some type of shina maisa. You coined it, and now you're going to use it for the lulav. In an hour from now, it's kosher. Because you were koned v'shinei maisa, so the time that you were yotz, it's for the mitzvah, it's already yours. There was already a shinui. But says the Shulchan Aruch, "Umiu lo yivarech alav." But you shouldn't make the bracha. You shouldn't make a bracha. Why? So the Machzis HaShekel says, because even though you don't say the mitzvah, but it's not, it's like the Gemara says above the Kama, if you steal wheat, and then you grind it up into flour, and then you mafrish challah from that, so it's yours already. You have shinei maisa, it's your flour, so you can't even challah, but you can't make a bracha on such a thing. Because the bottom line is, this whole thing came about through Gezel. So it's like, your bracha is like cursing Hashem. Because Hashem doesn't like these type of mitzvahs. Yeah, technically.
Can you Hashem some Gezel?
Ba'ola. Botzeh Baruch Na'itz Hashem. So the Machzis HaShekel wants to say that's what the Magen Avraham means to say. Just like in the halacha, when you steal, so if you stole and you already kona it, in other words, the halacha is, what does it mean you kona it? When you steal, it's not yours, what do you mean you kona it? So if you have a shinoi, you kona it, so what does that mean? You don't have to give it back. You still have to pay the money for it. You can't just say, oh, I'll steal, then I'll be kona it. First of all, you did an aveira, and you have to give it back. But if you made a shinoi, then you don't even have to give it back, but you still have to give the money back. But the chayfetz, you koina. But you can't make a bracha on such a thing, on such a mitzvah. Page 13 of the Machzis HaShekel. Look at the bottom. Moshkosov reish tofresh meitazdim kana lulav gozel moshar gimel midim below siyu ha-mitzvah. Say, if you kona it already, before the mitzvah, you already kona it before the mitzvah, and the mitzvah wasn't helping you being koneh, lo mikri mitzvah baba verim. Mikol mokom lo yivarach alav. Deidze mevarach alav menaitz. Midin hu noveh midivei atosis. Kol mekol shupo. Shukol he came in the kadi dover below siyu ha mitzvah lo mikri mitzvah baba verim. Mikay tikshi had aminim. Mosechus baba kama gozol. This is the Gemara I was quoting to you. If you stole a saw of wheat, tochna, and you ground it up, and then you afar, you baked bread, avogam nishini konem kono b'shini maiser konem afroshes chala fiu hochi b'varach al afroshes chaloso eizem b'varach al menaitz. So Shani Bracha, the Iganami has Karl Lashem Shemai, my Karl Lashonu. Yeah. So you can't make a Bracha on something, even if technically it's not Mitzvah Bab Aveira. But there was an Aveira done. But the Aveira and the Mitzvah was not 100% connected, even though the bottom line is you wouldn't be able to do the Mitzvah without stealing. But it wasn't at the time that you stole the mitzvah, and the time of the stole was two separate things. So it's not a mitzvah of avera, but you can't make a bracha. Yeah, Robert? Say? Yeah?
Yeah. Doesn't it sound like, I don't know, it reminds me of the Gemara where they make a loophole almost, like, you need a loophole, so you stole it. They really were allowed, not that you were allowed to, but you stole the rule, but you should make a bracha on that, because, like, even though I'm in the Bavera, Right. He doesn't like that.
Yeah, because the bottom line is, you did the Aveira.
Right.
It was connected. It wasn't fully connected that it was at the same time that you were doing the mitzvah, you're doing the Aveira. So that would have been called mitzvah by Aveira, then you get nothing. But you stole it first, even though you were koneh, because you did a shinui afterwards, but no bracha. And then he says that's pshat in the Magen Avraham. That's how the Master Zashekel is explaining the Magen Avraham, that even though kaka didn't exelus, so if you build a sukkah in the Rishus HaRabim, so you did the Aveira, you built the sukkah there, you shouldn't have built it there, you did the Aveira, but that's it. I mean, the fact that somebody is in the, in other words, the fact that you built the sukkah in the Rishus HaRabim, that was the gzela. The fact that later on you're going to go in, that doesn't make it more gzela. The structure's there. Whether you're in there or not there, it's still blocking traffic. So by the time that you do, when you do the mitzvah, you're not doing the Aveira anymore. Right? As was pointed out yesterday, someone pointed out. So the same thing. It's like you stole and you're koneh, and now you want to be able to go to the mitzvah later. You steal the chitim, and now you'll be mafresh challah later after you were tochen it. So you're koneh. So same thing over here. You did the Aveira now you're going to do the mitzvah. They're not, but since the mitzvah came about because you did an Aveira, even though the Aveira is not now, that's enough to say that you shouldn't make a bracha. But the mitzvah you don't say. So that's the Magen Avraham Shita. And whenever you make a sukkah in the Rishus HaRabim, so whoever made it is the ganef. And when you come in, you're not a ganef anymore, but you can't make a bracha.
Just out of curiosity, would someone else be able to make a bracha in that sukkah?
What do you mean someone else?
If I steal it, I built it, and Moshe walks in, does he make a bracha in the sukkah?
Nobody makes it.
Nobody makes a bracha in the sukkah.
Because this sukkah came about through theft. So even though it's not bevas achas with the theft,
right.
So it's not considered mitzvah b'aveira, but still it's an aveira and a mitzvah later, so that's also not something where we... You know, we want to say thank Hashem for giving, you know, because that's not such a nice thing either.
So
therefore, you can sit the sukkah, but you can't make a bracha. That's
so
not going to bracha.
If the original owner, not knowing that this is the sukkah, sits in it, would he make a bracha?
If the original owner,
not knowing this is his sukkah that you stole.
What do you mean not knowing?
Shimon steals the sukkah from Reuben.
What do you mean steals the sukkah? He throws him out of his sukkah.
Throws him out of the sukkah.
Yeah.
Then Reuben comes back in, and everyone knows this is Shimon's sukkah.
Yeah.
It's not, but everyone knows Shimon's sukkah. Then does he make a bracha on that sukkah? That was his before he was thrown out.
Oh, he can make a bracha. He didn't steal. It was stolen from him.
But Levi and Reuben,
he's the victim.
But Levi didn't steal it either.
Yeah, but for anyone else who's using it, other than the Balabais itself, this is a sukkah that they're using that was stolen.
You say something about Shabbat,
yeah. Right, no one can make, that's what the Magen Avraham says. No one makes a bracha on such a sukkah. Because that's like stealing the chitim. So here you stole the Rishus HaRabim, even though Kaka didn't exelus, so it's not considered a sukkah gzulam. The maisa you stole, right? So the maisa you're gonna
yotze
kosher. You said Rambam says kosher.
So why are we like kind of remakel by gozel eitzim? Why should that matter if it was gozel and it shouldn't be able to be used either?
So the curse comes and you make a bracha?
I don't know.
Well, it could be the Magen Avraham would say the same thing there. Says what?
Not even like a drop, but he just says the Magen Avraham comes in over there. You can gain a Konami by 8-2.
Maybe. Now, take a look back in the Tosefta on page 10. So the Tosefta speaks about Chen Haya, right? The Tosefta on the left side says, "V'chein haya Rabbi Yehuda over v'echar kapotam in neishu yiniach v'shus v'chachon omrein bein ze u'bein ze chayef v'n eilu m'sachin al pischei chad yoseim v'shus rabim v'chag avu v'yishin v'shus v'v'achem v'huzak v'hem v'rei ze chayef." So the Tosefta says Mechanic is Potter. But Sukkah you're allowed, also allowed to put in the street, but that's Chayef if somebody falls over your Sukkah. Right? If somebody gets damaged by your fire of the Ner Chanukah, you're Potter. And the reason that that's given, I think Rashba says whatever it is, the reason is that by Hanukkah, it's supposed to be in the Rosh Hashanah. Here it's not, it doesn't have to be, but if you put it in, you're allowed to
have
Rosh Hashanah. Is it mashma only b'di'evit or maybe even l'chatchila?
You're
still, yeah, in other words, you're allowed to do it. You can, was the Tosefta writes with Parish, you can build a sukkah in the street. Which is against most of the things we've seen till now, because most of the, we saw one Yerushalmi that's also mashma that way, right? But the other Yerushalmi is mashma not that way. Right? With Yerushalmi Bava Kama's mashma like that, and it's mutter, but Yerushalmi in Sukkah say man sharilach is awesome. So what's interesting to note is that there's a Magen Avraham on the Tosefta. Look at that. See, there's a parish of the Magen Avraham on the Tosefta. Magen Avraham usually not a parish on the Tosefta, but here he wrote a parish on the.
Same Magen Avraham.
So he's saying, "Is when any of them is talking about his case, how he said, which is Rabin, Chag Apple Vishesh on Rishus, who's a member, Chag, Tarach Woman, she came late beds in Master, she moved to Lassa Sukkah, Rishus Rabin. He is a woman, he's there, she got Mata, also Sukkah, Rishus Rabin, and him is a guest." Wow. So what is he saying? It's fine. Meaning you could do Lachatchila. You can make a Sukkah, Rishus Rabin. Why? Because sometimes Beis Din can give you Rishus. Leiv Beis Din Master. And things like Beis Din makes Rishus, gives Rishus. So people ask, how does that shtim with the other Magen Avraham?
He just explained it to Sefta.
But it's interesting that he's explaining. It's interesting, he explains the Tosefta, but it's interesting that in the Magen Avraham he doesn't even bring this Tosefta. You would think that unless the Perush on the Tosefta he wrote later than when he wrote this, the Sefer. But you would think he would he would quote the Tosefta, that the Tosefta says it's okay. So at least he should at least make note of the Tosefta. Here, the Magen Avraham is explaining the Tosefta that you could, that Bezdin gives you the Rishus to make a sukkah in the Rishus Rabbi. So then it's okay. And then there's no Gezel. And then you can even make a bracha from Pashas. Right? You can even make a bracha. Right. No, because Bezdin gives you rishus. So Bezdin gives you rishus.
No longer
Yisrael. So there's no Yisrael. So there's no bracha levatala. Right. Section. So it's an automatic permission. It's not like you have to go to the Bezdin and say, I live on this street, can I put my sukkah there? Bezdin gives anyone who needs to make a sukkah has the right to put it by, in the Rishus Rabbi.
And they still be chayim.
It's not a psak given to a person. It's a psak given to the whole...
And it's still be
chayim nezek. Right. So it's like... Like Neres Chanukah, you know, the Gemara gave us Rishus. And then that's like a super Rishus, because then we're not responsible if somebody bumps into our Neres Chanukah and burns his whatever. Right, yeah, okay. Yeah, so we're in Potter. Okay, but Rabbi Yehuda, the Tosefta. One second. But... So this is a lower level of Rishus. This is Rishus to do it, but at your risk. Like if somebody's going to trip over your sukkah and break his nose, you'll have to pay for it. For his nose. But if he bumps into your nearest Chanukah and he burns his nose, then that's his fault. Right.
What is
the heart of the Bezdin, meaning
right.
Meaning the sometimes the Bezdin has a right to like make stipulations. Because Bezdin knows that not everyone, I guess, has a backyard. So and they need to do the mitzvah sukkah. So a lot of people could do it maybe in the backyards. But the Bezdin says, well, we're going to make a thing that, you know... It's key to the name of Misaki or something.
Do we say it laid based elsewhere? Is that a common
yes.
terminology?
Yes. If you come to my shir and... in Thanksgiving, right? I'm going to share that.
How can they make a comment
that
it's Gezel Akum? They just say it's
30, even though it's Gezel Akum. Oh, so Frank Moshe Dechter, what about Gezel Akum? What about Gezel Akum? Oh, so there is a, so what does the Chasam Sofer say? Let's look at the Chasam Sofer. Right. The two parts of the Chasam Sofer. Here, take a look at page 12. First, I said 12. In the bottom. Otsim Farshim. Lotsa Sukkah Vishasarabin. Nikhlub Sidain Vishalmi. Maisi Chidush Rashba. Mashma the Eretz Yisrael Achol Ponim Mutarim Lasso Sukkah Bershus Arab. So the Chasam Sofer wants to make a distinction between Eretz Yisrael and Chutz Laaretz. Yeah, I mean that's the Chasam Sofer, and then he repeats it again on page 14. He says the first word is Ovid. Okay, Niralani is Daitil Khalik Hosam Be'eretz Yisrael, the Lohifkiri Yisrael, Shusarabim Shalahem, Shayochu Goyim Limchos Kiyam Mitzvosam, Haniach Mechanical Losos Sukkal, Haniach Tanur Psachim, Pisre Batayim. As in Eretz Yisrael, we get certain privileges. What are the privileges? That you can put your Ner Chanukah there, you can put your sukkah outside in the street, and you can roast your Korban Pesach. You can do a barbecue with your Korban Pesach in the Rosh Hashanah as well. So what's the war? So that maybe at any point that answers the question, because what do you mean the blame Bez Mazda? What about Gezalakim? But in Eretz Yisrael we have the Shlita over these things. In Chutz Laaretz maybe not. Chutz Laaretz maybe. See, name menorah, still we're allowed to, because menorah, Chazal said you're allowed to. But sukkah, who says Chazal, say you don't have to put... See, menorah, you have to put your menorah there. Sukkah, you don't have to put your sukkah there. But we said, Leib Bez Masna. So according to this Magen Avraham, so it's a good bekias. Someone asks you, what's the Magen Avraham say on Sukkah B'Shus Rabim? You'll say, do you mean the Magen Avraham on Shulchan Aruch? What do you mean, the Magen Avraham on the Tosefta? And you should know, scholars, they love Toseftas. If you're in the world of scholarship, you know, PhD, something like that, Tosefta, that's where it's all at. That's the scholars love the Tosefta, for some reason.
What
are you reading? Chalek Hashem Yisrael, Lo Hifkiru Yisrael Rosh Hashanah Mishalahem, Shayochul Goyim Limchos Kiyum Mitzvoseim. Whereas Yisrael doesn't lose their privileges in the Rosh Hashanah for these mitzvahs. Yeah.
What about
in Chutz Laaretz? Right. So the question is, I don't know in Chutz Laaretz whether they can do this. Can they do that in the Chutz Laaretz? Does he? Okay, so this is so. What did we see today? Today we saw the Tosefta again. We saw the source of the Magen Avraham, why not to make a bracha based on the halacha of Tof Resh Mem Tes, and then we saw the Tosefta again, and then we saw the Magen Avraham's perish on the Tosefta, right? And we saw the Chasam Sofer. Now he explains, and that could fit in at some point out with this Magen Avraham. Because in Eretz Yisrael, it's a different story. That we have the domain on things. Okay, I'm going to say tomorrow, Wednesday, we're going to have Shir from 11:30 to 12:30. The first half an hour will continue this packet. The second half an hour, Chumash. Because there's no Shir on Thursday. Shir on Thursday is in Kew Garden Hills. you want to come, if you want to come with me, you're welcome. Take me. In Agoda, the YCQ building, on 10 o'clock. It's going to be on Kedushas Beis HaKnesses, the Tashmishi Kedusha. Fascinating topic. And you're welcome to come. I've been giving this year on Thanksgiving probably over 20 years now. On same place. Maybe one year they did it in a different place, but usually it's almost every year it's this place. Okay, and then Sunday we have to discuss what the story is going to be for Sunday. Maybe let Jesse and Moshe know what's your status for this Sunday. Yeah. I can't hear you.
I think
Mecha Gadol is. Really? Mecha Gadol is what time is Mecha Gadol?
Mecha
Gadol
is like a white money.
12.